This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as many, many people have probably told you many, many times over many, many years, the world can be a terrible place full of terrible people doing terrible things. Or more succinctly, they'll tell you, life's a bitch and then you die. Now, there's certainly some truth to that, but sometimes good things do happen. A woman in Virginia, she was feeling a little salty when a convenience store cashier gave her the wrong scratch-off lottery ticket. She was handed the Money Blitz scratch-off instead of the one she asked for. But she stopped being annoyed when she won $2 million in the parking lot when she scratched it off. Then there's a Detroit Lions fan who was super bummed after the Lions collapsed in the playoffs. But as he said, winning $500,000 on the scratch-off took the sting out of the loss. Good for him. But winning the lottery, that's just pure luck. It has nothing to do with kindness. It's, again, just sheer luck. But sometimes a good thing happens because of your fellow human beings. We go to Sioux City, where an 11-year-old boy, he wanted to ride a motorcycle for his birthday. That's when 250 bikers showed up on the street to make it happen. Let's just say the kid, pretty happy about that. And today, on this Positive Friday, we're talking happy, right? So maybe it's luck, like the scratch-off. Maybe it was the kindness of others, like the bikers that showed up in Sioux City. Or maybe, sometimes, you put in the work and got the result you wanted. Graduated from college, top of your class, whatever it might be. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what is the last good thing that happened to you?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com. Hold the tolls, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4266. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Oh, last time around, we retired a Ted versus the FCC after 3 unsuccessful attempts.
Oh, yeah.
But, Ted, good news. Steve and I, we stayed up late last night. Got out with tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC. Guess what happened?
What happened?
Well, we came in this morning. There were no listener emails.
So finally, our hard work paid off,
we're,
man.
We're gonna.
Oh, no kidding.
I swear to God, we're going to use one that we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being dead serious.
All right.
I'm being dead serious.
What's that look on your face mean, man? You feel you more comfortable with the listeners?
You don't believe it?
I just don't know if I should believe you.
I swear to God.
This is true.
We've been crying wolf for 4 years.
No, we haven't.
Well, it's different.
Yeah, because we really did work on it. Then we got a listener.
That's when we were lying. Today, yeah. We actually had to do
one. We really mean this. It really is from us.
I know.
I swear to God. Not an email. Look at that. I typed it up on Word. Yeah, it has to do with a place where you can buy a new sofa. Shack of Sit. Okay. All right. You need, well, you just bought a new sofa, didn't you? Yeah, you've had it for a few years, but it's relatively new.
Why do you keep saying that? I've had that sofa for like 6 years.
So maybe time to get a new one.
Yeah, you should go to Shack of Sit.
Shack of Sit is the place.
I won't.
Sherry shops there, and that's where she got her sofa shipped from.
Yeah.
Was Shack of Sit. So that is the Ted versus
Feels
the
like we're in a rebuilding year.
Coming up before 35. Yeah,
it really does. All right, a pretty good run of years here. And I'm like, are we rebuilding? Did I not know?
Mm-hmm. New coach, you know.
We worked on
things change a little bit, man.
Got that done. Ted versus the FCC on the way at 435. What else do we have for you today? Of course, we will drink and toast in the weekend with the shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
I don't even know it's Bad Choice Friday. We're celebrating a positive Friday today.
That is correct.
Figured, why not Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Pretty sure that's not him.
No, I was going to say she makes the song.
Right.
Why is it not her and then Marky Mark is like, you know.
That's the part you sing.
Yeah, he's like
the good part.
Collaborating with her, you know. You think he can still do this?
Yeah.
Like if
yeah.
he came in the studio right now, would he be able to knock this thing out?
I think he could. I don't think he would. But
correct.
Yeah.
When's the last time he's been on stage singing? I mean, he's been doing movies for what, 25 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
if he
it's
came in the studio
hot,
right now, could Marky Mark give us this song?
Well, again, I'm with Thrill. Yes. I mean, he wrote it. I'm sure he can sing it. I don't think he will.
Okay.
Yeah, he strikes me as a guy who's like.
And that part of his life isn't really, isn't the best.
What do you mean?
Remember, he went on trials to beat up an Asian dude because he was Asian.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
See, Ted, you'd ruin it
from
for us.
From Boston.
Like,
yeah.
You can't take the Boston out of people, man.
Right, well, he grew up and got older. I think he's. I think that's why he's like, I don't think he's very keen on reliving that past.
Yeah, he reflects a little differently on his heyday.
He's from Boston. He's from what? He's from Boston.
Yeah, and he's from Boston.
Defense rest.
Right, that's it.
He's from Boston. Good vibrations from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch taking on the Beach Boys.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
I think enough years have gone by that there should be a new Good Vibrations song.
Yeah. Good Vibrations taking on Good Vibrations. On a Bad Choice Friday, vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. It's a positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
So I figured why not a couple of positive tunes there. Yeah?
Are the Beach Boys like Dave Matthews?
Meaning?
Like as white people, we just have to like it?
You don't have to like it.
No, I mean.
We don't have to, but I noticed as soon as that song came on, Miles, Mike, and I started like bouncing around.
And I did
and
not.
And Thrill was just sitting there, and I was like, this could be one of them Dave Matthews things.
I moved for Marky Mark.
Is that a theremin?
That is the theremin.
That is a theremin. You play that little ball that looks like make you look like a mad scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they did that on stage.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was a huge thing. Wasn't that on Pet Sounds? Was that off of that album?
I don't know. I think it was off of Good Vibrations.
Oh, was that the name of the album?
I think so.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yes. So today, we're going to continue the positivity on a positive Friday. For whatever reason, I know we only had a four-day week with the President's Day on Monday and everything else, but week's just been kind of a little bit cold and weird and everything else.
Sure, sure.
So we just want to be positive today. And good things happen to people all the time. They maybe have not happened to you lately, but we start off as we head on down to Oregon. The lovely state of Oregon.
Okay.
Where Abbas Chaffee, who is a 79-year-old resident of Beaverton, just won the Powerball jackpot, Oregon's first ever winner, winning a staggering $328.5 million.
Wow.
He purchased the ticket in January at the Fred Meyer in Beaverton, and he opted for the lump sum payout. You win $328 million, Ted. You take the lump sum. What do you come home with?
Well, how much do you get if you took the new? Well, wait a minute. He's in his 70s. Take the lump sum.
Yeah, he's 79 years old.
Correct. Take the lump sum.
He's got to.
Hang on. I'd say around $201 million.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's $146 million.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
well,
man.
That's jump change, but who gets all
no,
that
No, it's
money?
Not jump change. Man, it's not that. And you almost sound like a D-bag if you're like, that's all I get. I know it's a lot of money, but he won over $300 million. And they'll give you $140 million.
He said, I'm overjoyed to have won the Powerball. Plan to use my prize to travel, invest, and share my good fortune with nonprofits that are close to my heart. Now, Here's what you need to know about Powerball. And I did not know this until I read this article. Powerball game contributes approximately one-third of its sales to the state.
Oh, wow.
That wins. Okay. Now, they then support various beneficiaries, economic development, public education, veteran services, and state parks.
Sure.
So that's good stuff. Fred Meyer, they won a $100,000 bonus.
Thank God. They needed it.
Just for selling the ticket. And the store
announced... That's always the cool thing. Like, if you are just the location that sells a winning ticket, you get whatever percent of the win. Mm-hmm.
And the store then said, okay, we get $100,000. We are going to give $50,000 of that to the Oregon Food Bank as part of its Zero Hunger, a social impact strategy campaign.
All right.
So we're going to take the half that money and
give it. That's a strong campaign.
Well,
I'm more of a 35%. I like at least 35% of people going hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
It keeps everyone else honest.
Can't feed them all.
No, you can't. You can only feed what you can.
Well, how can you teach kids?
Yeah.
Oh. If nobody's starving, their life looks too good to them. But at least they can say, hey, kid, get your act together. Don't be part of that 35%.
Why would they finish their plate?
Yeah, what's the
everybody's
point?
Everybody's eating.
Then you have no excuse. No, Dad, there are no starving kids.
Right?
Oh, my God. Shut up, Dad.
Everybody's eating.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What country did your parents use for that? First, I heard China.
No.
I heard China.
I got a continent, man.
But my brother was, my parent, he's older than me, considerably smarter than me. So I'm maybe 5 or 6 years old, and he wouldn't finish whatever it is he's eating. And my mother does, the starving kids in China. He's like, well, that's because there's so many people there. And it blew the whole argument out of the water.
Ours was
said that.
Yes. Yeah, he's like, dude, at that time, like 750 million, right? Because they're over a billion now. But he was, just the way he looked at her, and... He was just very analytical. He wasn't even trying to do a comeback. He's like, let's go to so many people there. He's like, obviously, he's going to be starving people.
Yeah, impossible.
Right. It is hard to feed that many people.
Ours was Ethiopia.
Yeah.
It was
that was on TV, bro.
Yeah. It really was. It was Ethiopia. It was Cambodia. It was the entire
continent. Yeah, I heard Cambodia.
The entire continent of Africa.
The thing is, then I felt
There's
so
kids
bad.
In Africa that are starving.
For all these people.
You're right, Miles.
You do research, and you're like, and some people are okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine.
I was just in Africa. I didn't see any starving kids.
Mm-hmm. You don't look hard enough.
Fun fact.
That's because they don't have the 35% rule like Ted.
I was in Cape Town, Ted. For
yeah.
Probably not going to find that there.
Did you go outside the city?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't allowed.
I went to other countries.
Right.
Definitely. I mean, there's Johannesburg. I don't want to wander around there too much.
All right.
I spent a day there.
I have heard that.
That's a little bit different. But Cape Town is not as bad.
Whitey.
What?
What?
You're talking to me?
I'm right here. Exactly.
I'm an albino.
How about this positive story?
That'd be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
It was grind him up and take his bones.
It was like a big dream. A reunion 8 years in the making. When Paul Gilbert's dog, Damien, went missing in 2017, he never gave up hope. One day he would be found. But he
really?
Can still hardly believe, after a call came in from an unknown number earlier this month, he and his long-lost friend are finally back together. 8 years ago, he was moving across the country from Massachusetts to Arizona, where he now lives. So he took a pit stop in Oklahoma. Damien got loose from his leash, took off running. So he, along with his father and a friend he was traveling with, say, look for Damien until well after midnight, only stopping for the day after they encountered, a mountain lion, which threw them off their trail. So they stayed in Oklahoma, believe it or not, for another week, looking for the dog. They searched high and low, no avail. So for years afterward, he said he put up missing posters for Damien, sharing his photo far and wide in hopes someone would find him. He said, I kept trying to search, but the search dwindled as the years went on. I eventually got to the point where just seeing his missing poster hurt. I didn't share it as often as I did in the beginning. I thought that, honestly, he probably became food for the lion that we ran into. But he said it was devastating.
For a lion? Yeah. Well, did you see the picture of the guy's dog?
No.
You love your dog. Like, some people have ugly children, but they still love the children. I understand that. This dog, anyone would be happy to have it. But when I looked at it, it is just this scruffy, ugly-looking little thing.
Mm-hmm. He said it was devastating. That dog got me through a lot. Emotional times, family issues, whatnot, just being there for me as a companion. I was his everything, and he was mine. Losing him was really hard. So, he and his husband... were then driving to California to donate clothes and other supplies to wildlife victims. So he's Trying to do some good there, right?
Wildfire.
About an hour from the California border, he got a call from an unknown number. So he ignored the call. And
that's what people do with cell phones, myself included.
I do it every day because I get four or five calls.
Baby, you know this number? Read it to me. 425. Yeah, I don't know. And I just don't answer.
Yeah, I get one every day about from a gym membership in town, and they want to see if I want to up it to like a corporate level or something.
Does your phone, is it at the point now? This blows my mind. Where now it just says spam. Or it says junk.
Potential spam. So a lot of it says, but recently they've been getting around it.
Yeah,
really?
The easy way you could tell is like sometimes if you, like, once in a while, just like, screw it, I'll call this number back because it's local. It's out of order.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So the number calls again, and the mysterious number sent a text, which was delivered to his Apple Watch. He says, my Apple Watch gave me a little preview, and it said, your dog Damien has been found. And I was like, what the F? He said he didn't believe it at first, but he had his husband call the number back, confirmed it was indeed true. As it turned out, a woman in Oklahoma City told Paul that she nearly ran over Damien, but then picked him up and brought him to stay with her brother. The brother took care of the dog for 2 weeks in early January until he was able to bring him to a vet who scanned him for a microchip, which showed he belonged to Paul. Now, after Paul and his husband heard the news, they immediately turned their car around and drove 14 hours to Oklahoma and got there at 6 a.m. the next morning. When he saw Damien again, he said he was visibly older and scruffier than he had been 8 years earlier, but he was undeniably his dog, wagging his tail upon reuniting with his owner. He said he has no idea where Damien spent the last 8 years. Damien didn't tell him. On the drive back to Arizona,
selfish dog.
Damien was happy. He was the same dog that he remembered all those years ago. The whole time he was in my husband's lap, curled up in a ball, he'd turn his head back, look at me driving, and just have this giant smile. I was thinking, oh my God, is this real? Did we really finally find him? Well, in the week since their reunion, he and Damien have been making up for lost time, going to the park every day, and he says Damien is still the happiest when he just sits in his lap. So there's a
very touching story.
You know, a positive Friday.
But positive. P-A-W-S. My dog is also microchipped, right? She got that little tattoo to let you know. And I was explaining that to the kids. And after I explained it, I'm like, you know, there are days I'm going to cut that thing out of there just in case she does disappear and just get some peace for a while. And the idea of her disappearing, to like, bring, we found her. Like, damn it.
Yeah. So today, we're looking for positive stuff. Mike, you started out the day in a very positive way.
No, didn't
you? You took the bus in, man. You said that guy had the most kicking breath that you've ever experienced in your life. It was so bad.
It was awful, dude. And it kept wafting up every 90 seconds. He was sitting right behind me, his hot, nasty.
Was he a mouth breather?
Had to have been.
Was it meth breath?
Oh, dude, I don't know if it was meth breath.
If it's meth breath, I don't know that you have to have your mouth open. I told you we used to work with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
We realized he always had bad breath. We could smell his breath from about 6 feet away, to be fair. And when we looked up, we realized his mouth was shut. This is just coming out of his nose, man. Right.
You ever get the free ride, though?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look. I've had it a handful of times in my lifetime for whatever reason. You know the bus driver, and he's like, hey, man, this one's on me today. You're like, thanks, man.
On occasion, yeah,
that's
weird.
That starts your day out in
it's like finding $5 in your pocket,
in a good
man.
Way. No matter what.
That's the only time that happened to me. The guy went, I don't care.
Oh.
Wow.
So it's beneficial, but not positive necessarily.
Yeah. Correct. Well, I mean, he was just like, yeah, dude. Well, he's like, I don't care. Don't sweat it.
Like anything else, you know. You're right.
Get on the bus. My shift's almost done.
You're at the same bus every day, the same time roughly. You recognize the driver. You know the people that are typically with you on that bus. And last time I got on the bus, he said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I'm like, "I'm doing great, man." He's like, "All right, I'll tell you what. Fare's on me today." And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, nope, it's on me. Machine's broken.
It went over words.
I was like, all right. Yeah, well.
I like that, though. He's funny in a nice way.
And I'm telling everybody, hey, man, it's on me today.
All right, man.
Yeah, machine's broken. Okay.
I will say, I don't care if it's big or small. When you get something for free, it's just exciting.
It is.
I don't know why. You're just like, ooh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're like somewhere and somebody's just like, go ahead, take it.
Yeah.
That's a good, like you said, though, but even finding $5 in your pocket, like, it's your $5, but you're still super excited that you found it. I remember finding a 20 in my pocket. I'm like, oh, yeah, good day. My wife was like, it's your 20 that you forgot about for a year. I'm like, doesn't matter.
Still mine.
I still found it in my pocket.
That's right.
Don't take my joy.
I know. Let it have this.
I had one a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it's just me and my family, but, you know, my brother and I typically talk maybe once a month.
Yeah.
You know, I go see him once every 2 years. He comes and sees me once every 2 years. There's nothing wrong with our relationship. It's just the fact that we don't talk on the phone a lot. Unless something is going wrong with my mother.
Of course.
That's the only time that really it happens.
I have to check in with my brother once or twice a week.
You do? Okay.
I don't. We don't talk very long. Usually just a quick, like, hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
My sister and I, probably on the same basis. Maybe once a month. Well, something's going on with my mother, like you know, a couple weeks ago. But other than that, we don't talk a lot. We do not send each other cards. We do not do any of that stuff. We do not exchange presents. Mm-hmm. We do not spend the holidays together. We don't do any of that stuff. And he sent me a note. He said, hey, man, be looking for a package I sent you. It's coming on Thursday. And I'm like, package? All right, whatever. And I'm like, okay, man. So I get home from work, and there is a box of Chicago Italian beef sandwiches.
Nice.
Italian sausages with rolls, with juice gravy, with peppers, with all this stuff. And I was just, it was out of the blue.
Was it for your birthday?
It was. It came a little bit late. I did
well,
not.
Sure, it doesn't matter. Together, like,
I was like, Jesus, man. And so I feasted on that on Super Bowl Sunday, then had it again a couple weeks. I mean, it was so unexpected. It was so cool. I'm like, this is the greatest gift ever. It really was. Because, you know, where are you going to get an Italian hot beef sandwich?
You're not.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't send my brother a lot of, like, we'll send birthday gifts every once in a while, but a couple years ago, Dick's Burgers had a package of frozen stuff you could just get shipped to somewhere else. So I got him that. I mean, it was like $30. And he's like, this is unreal. Right? And he's like, I've already had two. Like, I've told the kids, you can't eat these. Like, these are dad's.
Yeah. So I reciprocated with a big box of fish from Pike Place Market. I sent him that I did not tell him about. But I don't know, man. I think the Italian beef is better than the
people get excited to get fish, not just from Seattle, but if you say Pike Place Market because of the pregame on football. I'm telling you, it's all it takes.
Yep.
Positive Friday, our question, what is the last good thing that has happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Here's some good news, partner. Been on this radio stage for 20 years. We have not gotten fired.
That is true. We have been under the threat of being fired. I've been suspended. We've gotten yelled at a lot, but not fired.
Yeah.
So to me, all's well, you know, that ends well.
Good news with suspension is just a day off.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Just like, can we buckle that on the weekend, make it a 3 or 4 day?
Or if it's suspension without pay, that's not fun.
Yeah. I believe that it was actually a Friday, and I remember it was very nice outside, so I walked to the bar. I'm like, well, hell.
All right, game on.
Not to be that guy, but it's 75 degrees outside. It's Friday. The sky is blue. Yeah.
So what better way to celebrate than come out with a brand new beer, the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing. AW, pick up a 6-0 over the weekend. You're helping our friends at the 3 local fish houses.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. And they help military and veteran families stay free of charge when a loved one is in the hospital. So that is good news. We've got some brand new beer for the year.
Yeah, every time you buy a beer, you're doing something positive.
And if you
man.
Buy the IPA, same deal, along with the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company, or you pick up some Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's over the weekend.
You don't get
all that stuff is all good and positive stuff. So our question on this Positive Friday, what is the last good thing that has happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick text there. Says the last good thing that happened to me was getting a 5.5% raise. That went into effect today.
Nice.
This one I like says, I quit my job today because my ex-boss sucked. Gave him a month notice. I got told I didn't have to work the month notice. They paid me for it anyway. How about that?
That's what you need to
that
do.
That is yeah. awesome, man. Someone else says, Mark Wahlberg would not be able to walk off the street and perform that song at any level. Any artist would tell you the breath control is paramount to your ability to do it. Without practice, he'd be out of shape. Well, we got the answer to Mark Wahlberg coming into our studios and performing Good Vibrations, as we were hoping. So, Mike, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Tell him never mind.
Cancel the email.
You know what? Sorry, that guy's wrong.
You think he's wrong?
He's not doing a whole concert. He's doing one song.
One song. And he's in shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if he's in breath shape, but based on that guy's workout routine, he's in better shape than anyone in the studio.
He gets up at like 3:30 to work out, right? Every day.
Oh, something insane.
Yeah, it's
crazy. That guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, his life does not look fun. He has a lot of money. He can do a lot of good things, but if someone honestly said, you could have this money if you followed his routine, I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
That just seems like a typical lead singer text.
You need the breath control.
Breath, you know, you have no idea what I go through, dude.
Oh, man, every Thursday night, man, open mic night.
Yeah, it's like, dude, right, like you and your band. I've been to your practice, man. You're half drunk halfway through.
You should be about half drunk when you get there if you do it right.
You think Wahlberg can't bang out one song, his biggest hit?
Mm-hmm. I bet you if we made it a challenge, I bet you come in here and crush it. I don't know, man. People saying you can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Our question, what is the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
And Miles said specifically, you're a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what he's saying. That's mine. That's Miles right there in the green shirt. Mm-hmm.
Said the Celtics suck.
Right. I don't wear Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah. What else did Miles say? Bobby Orr was a...
Yeah, he hates Bobby Orr.
He hates men with three nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would dig deep.
Hate all your Patriots Super Bowls are tainted, deflated.
Dunkin' Donuts sucks. Which is a lie.
Yeah, what else could you tell him?
I don't know.
Hate your burger shop.
Yeah. You know who liked the Entourage? 20-year-old bros who don't know any better. Mark.
Hello, JC. Welcome to the men's room.
It's Casey, but that's all right.
Hello, hola. Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So mine's not the last good thing to happen, but it's a real positive story from my 20s. I used to coach 10 to 12-year-old basketball, and we were blowing this team out. They had 0 points at halftime. So I told the second stringer, the first stringer, you're not going to play, or first three guys. Anyway, it got to the fourth quarter, and the kid had never made a basket. I drew up a play and says, you go down here every time. You guys work the ball around, get it to him. When you get the ball, shoot. And every time he got the ball, he shoot, and that ball stayed up on the rim and fell out. But, man, all the kids were trying to get it in for him. All the parents were in the stands laughing, or not laughing, but cheering it on. Man, it was just one of those great moments. In fact, I'm getting chills now just telling the story.
That's very cool. It is cool when you see something like that, man. A couple of weeks ago, my kid's playing volleyball, right? And they had me work the line judge. Now, if you work the line judge, you're on the opposing team's side, right? So a parent from the other school is on my kid's school side. That's how they do it. Makes sense, right? You call it fair. So my son has got a pretty sick serve, and they get up two games, but he just puts six on him, right? He is crushing it, but that's what he does. And I can hear the coach from the other team telling those kids, you know, get in position and all this. And actually, the nice thing was hearing the coach go, hey, man, this kid can really serve. And I'm like, that's my boy. But you can't say anything. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is game point. And he smashes the piss out of the ball. And I'm pretty sure it touched the line. But it happens at the speed of light. But I said it was out. Okay? So everyone's kind of upset. Whatever. No big deal. My kid's team wins anyway. So I'm not giving it a thought. I walk around and meet up with my wife, and then a couple of dads from my kids' team are like, yo, man, what was that? I'm like, what was what? Like, you called it out. It was in. I'm like, it was 50-50 on this, okay? I thought maybe it's in, but I'm not 100% sure. But when your kid is about to serve game point, go ahead and call it out.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, that's all. I knew our team would win because we were smoking this team. I'm like, I wasn't worried about that, but I don't want to have a controversial call on me when it's my good servings. I'm not that kind of dad.
Like the caller. The kid never made a basket. My daughter, I have one daughter that would, when she played soccer, she would truck people.
Right.
She had no fear. She would go in. She was just absolutely fearless, whether she was playing goalie or a striker. Did not matter. There was not a game that I saw her play where she did not at least get a yellow card.
Sure.
That was just her style of play. My other daughter, she was the person who would run away when the ball came. if one was kicked her direction, she'd kind of get out of the way and cover up herself and, you know, cower. Well, her mom's strategy was this. If you just try and you make a goal, I will get you a dog.
How many goals she put in that game?
A dog, all right? A dog. So my daughter, being of the more intellectual level instead of the physical athletic level, well, she knew some of these girls on the other team because they all go to the same school, all right? Now, I guess this challenge was made the week before, so the next week coming up, she knew what team they were playing. She knew the girls on that team, too, so they colluded.
All right.
And my daughter scored a goal that was completely set up. Like, when she kicked the ball, it went right to the goalie, and the goalie ran the other direction, who saw it slowly rolling towards her. Goes in, goal. Kate gets a dog. She's had that dog now for, like, 14 years.
Really?
It's the same dog.
It's still alive.
But that's how they...
What's that dog's name?
Timber. But, and the older dog is...
Ted's angry.
Yeah, it should be like Pele.
Yeah, well, it could have been. But
based on her ability to play,
her mom was not at the game. So her mom did not see what happened.
Or she might have, you know, said, no.
Did she ever, as far as you know, did her mom ever find out?
I'm sure.
Not that it matters now.
Well, mom still got the dog.
Yeah. 14 years later.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Hey, Timmer and Muffin. Dog. Mm-hmm. Two little white fluffy things.
Why does everyone name white fluffy dogs Muffin?
I don't know.
The first Muffin I met was a white fluffy dog. Little teeny tiny thing with a big mouth.
Muffin's feeling now. Better. The one Muffin I grew up with are babysitters.
Black.
All right, Black Muffin.
Yep, Black Muffin.
It sounds like a bad movie.
Muffin.
Positive Friday, what's the last good thing that happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
We used to call her Militant Muffin.
No. I was raising one paw.
It is wild to see a dog just hold up one fist.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Hey, Muffin.
Hello, Jill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
I love your show.
We love you, Jill.
Thank you. So, my good news is back in 2023, I hospitalized myself. I spent 49 days in the hospital and was sent home on hospice and given 2 months to live.
Okay, you said you hospitalized yourself. Does that mean you voluntarily checked in or you injured yourself?
Yes, I voluntarily checked in. I always knew I had a problem.
Okay. What is the problem that you thought you had that you voluntarily self-checked into a hospital?
It was alcoholism.
Okay. Gotcha.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
All right.
Well, on February 19th, I went to UW for my checkup. They said there's no sign of cirrhosis. All my blood work looks good. And obviously, I quit drinking.
That's the important part. Yep.
Yeah, and it was pretty easy after being in the hospital.
How bad was it? At your low point, how much were you drinking a day?
I would drink a fifth of Captain Morgan's a day, fifth of rum a day, sometimes up to a half gallon.
Good.
I was a very functioning alcoholic.
How many years were you putting down that much booze?
3 years.
Wow.
If not more.
So did you go to the hospital because you were in pain or something wrong with your liver, or you went there because you just wanted to beat alcoholism?
I had talked to my doctor, and he gave me some stuff to detox, and I never made it to where I even started taking it. I called 911. I woke up with the shakes every morning. I had the shakes at night when I slept. It was, I only weigh 125 pounds.
I was going to say, did you even eat during that time?
Pardon me?
Did you even care about eating during that time?
I would eat, but not healthy. I was a bartender. I ate bar food.
Okay. Man, oh man. So they tell you have 2 months to live, and I assume you absolutely believe that when they tell you.
And everybody, my whole family flew in, say their goodbyes. It was horrific.
Why? So when you were in a hospital, people came in to say, you know, love you.
Yeah. My sisters flew up from Arizona. My brother drove from Montana.
Do they want a refund on the airfare now that you're going to live? I'd be like, look, man, no, I didn't have the money to come up and see your ass, but I thought time was of the essence.
Go down and see them.
All right. Do you look any different physically, like your skin or anything?
Put on weight?
Is there any noticeable difference in your appearance?
Well, I'm 57. Everybody says I look great. I see the age, but they can't really tell that I've been through what I've been through.
Just because you have the age showing does not mean you look bad, right? Those are two separate things.
Everybody says I look great, and even all my doctors say you're a walking miracle.
My wife tells me that, too, but I think for different reasons.
basically, you soaked yourself in alcohol.
Pardon me?
I said you soaked yourself in alcohol so long you're preserved.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that is good news.
Congratulations on that.
I don't have to go back for another year.
Well, let me ask you. Was it to the point where you said to yourself, hey, I just never am going to have a drop of alcohol again? Or do you occasionally think about it?
I do think about it. And then I think about how close I was to not being able to drink again, so I don't drink again.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. That'll do.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, man, that is good news.
It's a positive story. Positive Friday, what's the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, gentlemen, I'll keep it short and sweet. First off, happy anniversary. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Called in a couple times before for some different stories. This one, however, I know you guys all like weed, and I just picked up three clones from a buddy of mine. That said, called, texted me yesterday. Said, "Hey, you want three clones that are ready to flower? You got room?" Yeah. Okay. Can you come tonight? Well, not tonight, but I think I can come tomorrow. All right, cool. I'll have them ready. So I got three free clones of the marijuana.
All right.
That is a good thing.
That is nice.
They were saying earlier, it's like finding $20 in your pocket. It's not going to change your world, but it feels so good.
Yeah.
It really. And honestly, man, yeah. On this note, so there's someone I know, they work at a weed shop. At the end of the month, they get all kinds of samples and all the rest of this crap, right? So she does not smoke weed herself. So I know her from the bar, and she says, look, at the end of each month, I'll just bring you some of the samples we get. And it's not like an S-ton or anything, but
still.
For itself. And I'm like, and she's pretty good about this. So I forgot that she had given me weed because I had changed jackets, as you pointed out before, Miles.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had run out of weed for like 2 days, starting to get a little antsy, like, man, I need to get weed. So I put on this random hoodie to take the dog out, put my hand in my pocket. I forgot all this bud that she had given me. But it's the same thing where you're like, yes, today is a better day.
Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, it's just weed, but the point is, I forgot I had it. There it was. I was suddenly replenished. I'm still smoking that stuff that I found. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, and it's good weed.
Do you remember?
Dude, I'm with you. Sometimes I'll put on a jacket and be like, sweet, edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I might have found out a way to get a joint to Vegas before weed became legal. And Steve and I outside the Hard Rock Cafe, and you'll know the joints we had. They were the flavor joints, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that's how long ago it's been.
Yeah.
But anyway, I go outside, man, and we go outside, and I put this thing in my mouth, and I go to light it, and all of a sudden when I lit it and it took the first puff of it, I coughed. But I didn't open my mouth. So basically all the weed blew out like a party favor.
Cone was still there.
Yeah, but it was just all
just gone.
I'm just holding a wrapping paper.
Yeah.
And a little,
I could not believe
it. Damn it.
Like, come on, man.
Positive Friday, what's the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate
welcome
it.
To the show, bro.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for as long as I can remember.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of a sad story, but a positive story as well.
All right.
So I got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Hold on.
Yes.
That is very positive.
Let me take that
wow.
In.
When did you get this diagnosis?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
But I have had so much support in the last 2 weeks.
So that's the good news you're taking out of this.
It's incredible. Yeah. Yeah. And so, my message is just think of the positives that you have in your life. I've got a 1.5-year-old daughter and going to fight like hell. And
you know,
what's the prognosis?
You know, what's the road you need to take now?
I don't know. I have a lot of appointments coming up.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to find out along the way. All right. Well,
yeah.
You know what, man? The sport's incredibly important, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Were you not expecting to have support? I mean, I'm just thinking, if I came home and said, hey, listen, guys, I'm going to sit everyone down. I have pancreatic cancer, just got the diagnosis. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't expect them to be like, so?
Right.
What are you going for dinner? Take me to Five Guys.
How did you find this out? I mean, if you have that, that's one thing. But, you know, anybody could have something and not know it. So what were the symptoms that you had, or how did you find this stuff out?
It was so random. I went in for ozone therapy, and they just had extra blood and took a blood test and then started asking me weird questions and sent me for a CT scan and x-rays and another blood test.
What is ozone therapy?
Ozone? It's just supposed to, like, boost your
white blood cells?
This was before that, but just to boost your oxygenation.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. All right.
Is that like an oxygen chamber?
No, it was like a dialysis.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep us updated, man. And good luck.
Especially with a one-year-old kid at home, man.
Our Positive Friday question, what is the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.